Let's talk a little bit about stage 3 disease. Mm-hmm. What kind of questions? First of all, do you get a lot of questions about
Yes. Yeah.
Which ones?
What is my routine treatment of stage 3 disease? Because it's all over the map. Okay, and what do I do in someone who has unresectable? And we'll talk specifically about unresectable stage 3. What is my approach to the patient? Because, as I said, people do a lot of different things. There are not a lot of large phase 3 trials that really tell you what to do. There was a recent one that sort of changed practice. And I think that's what I get, is what do I do?
What do you do?
A lot depends on the patient, performance status, volume of tumor, because my preference, if possible, is to give concurrent chemotherapy and radiation. I think it offers a modestly better chance of survival for these patients. So that is my preference. But I think you have to pick those patients carefully. You have to decide whether they can tolerate concurrent treatment. And that means you have to look at their comorbidities, you have to look at the volume of the tumor, you have to look at their pulmonary function, because there's inherently more toxicity when you give both modalities together.
What specific chemo radiation regimen?
I am fairly wedded to the Southwest Oncology Group approach, and that is platinum, etoposide, and radiation, with the platinum split day 1, day 8, and then repeated 4 weeks later.
Which platinum?
Cisplatinum. I feel that if you're going to do concurrent therapy in a good performance status patient, cisplatinum to me is a better radiosensitizer and better given with radiation.
What about after radiation?
That's a big question, okay? There was a lot of use of consolidation treatment, particularly docetaxel, based on a Southwest Oncology Group trial, 9504, and it was a phase 2 trial, and unfortunately many of us base a lot of our practice on promising phase 2 trials, and the median survival was 26 months, which is a superb median survival for this particular group of patients, which were unresectable stage 3, a lot of stage 3Bs. And then the HOG trial was presented by Dr. Hanna at ASCO this past year. And in this particular trial, patients were randomized after receiving platinum, cisplatinum, etoposide, and radiation to receive consolidation docetaxel or no further treatment. And in that particular trial, it showed, even though the survival was very good on both arms, which I think supported the use of that particular induction regimen, there was no benefit to the docetaxel consolidation.
So, you know, I guess one of the questions, again, we can only deal with the data that we have,
right.
But, you know, there's so many holes there. And one of the questions I hear from oncologists, again, just kind of thinking about general concepts of what you're trying to do, I think stage 3, there is an adjuvant issue. There is a micrometastatic issue, obviously.
Yes.
You know, some of these people are cured.
Mm-hmm.
And incidentally, what number would you give to a patient with a typical unresectable stage 3 about chance of remaining disease 3 at 5 years with your regimen?
It depends on the bulk of the tumor to start. Okay, so I'd say somewhere in the range of about 20 to 25%.
And clearly, micrometastatic disease is a major issue in these patients. And just kind of thinking about the principles of adjuvant systemic therapy of solid tumors, adjuvant chemotherapy of solid tumors, people say, well, okay, yeah, we don't have data to answer a lot of questions, but is that enough chemotherapy to, quote, cover somebody distantly in the microscopic setting?
That's the concern. There's a few issues here. I think that if you can give full-dose chemotherapy with radiation, okay, I think that is useful. But you're right, I don't think it's quite enough. Out in the community, a lot of people are still giving a weekly carboplatin paclitaxel. I'm not in that mode because I think that although maybe a good radiosensitization dose, it's not enough to control systemic disease. And at the same time, I think additional treatment after chemo radiation is probably still important. Many of my colleagues after the HOG study have just given additional etoposide and platinum after radiation. That's fairly popular. The HOG data, I don't think it tells you that consolidation is not a good option. I think what it is telling you is that maybe docetaxel doesn't work in everyone in terms of controlling the systemic disease. The HOG study had a lot of patients that had poor pulmonary function. The patients weren't in as good physical condition as those on the SWOG study, and I wonder whether that had something to do with it. I know in a subset analysis, the patients with poor pulmonary function did not do as well. So I think we have a lot of work to do in this arena. To me, it seems that giving, you know, additional treatment after surgery, something with a little different mechanism of action, was a good idea, but we just haven't figured out which drugs.